Please call item 5.
Item number 5 from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into a home agreement for $850,000 with General Capital Group for the construction of 11 units of affordable supportive housing at 6000 Creekside Drive in Brown Deer, Wisconsin.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, again, same as the previous two reports, these again are our home funds. This is for $850,000, again, for the 11 home units. It'll be a part of a 44-unit development in Brown Deer called Beaver Creek. Again, General Capital Developers here, as well as Gene from the home staff, for any questions you have related to the development.
Move approval, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Mann.
Move approval.
Supervisor Mann has moved approval. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to hear more insight on this particular project. It's a different dynamic. At year 20, it's like this, it has the same figures. Can we have some explanation about what happened at year 20 in this project?
A little bit more information on the structure, the financing, et cetera, please. Identify yourselves. Why don't you pull a chair up and join us at the table as well?
Peter.
Again, for the record, please identify yourself.
Yes, Madam Chair and Supervisors, T. Gwaley Smith from Community Development Advocates. We did review the financial structure of this program. It has is in a similar state of the process as the previously one discussed, including the cash flow issues. On this one, again, ultimately, we think that less money should be borrowed, which, of course, is going to increase the gap. There are other resources out there to help fill that gap. Once that debt is reduced and other resources are found, it would fix the cash flow issue that Supervisor Bowen has identified.
Please identify yourself.
Steve Schnall, General Capital Group. I'm a developer. We own this land. We see a very perfect use that we're proposing for it. The village supports it. It fits into the context of the neighborhood in terms of the massing and the kind of facility we're providing. In terms of cash flow specifically, there are assumptions about how the revenue grows percentage increase-wise and how the expenses against that revenue grow percentage increase-wise, and they're just projections. You can end up, I mean, I promise the cash flow over 15 years or even 5 years won't be exactly what everyone assumes today. These are invaluable funds to enable a project. Without the gap filler, you're sort of dead in the water, and you don't have the points from WIDA to necessarily proceed. I would add that WIDA has determined this year, and they've kind of changed their system, that this, amongst other locations where they've listed specific census tracts, is a very high-need area, as they've designated it for affordable housing, as well as an employment growth area, so that people whose incomes qualify at 60% or less of the county median income can be proximate to employment. Finally, I just wanted to add that we talked about a 15-year period. Yes, there's a 15-year tax credit compliance period, and then the investor that bought the credit exits the partnership. There's a 20-year home period, affordability period, for the privilege of receiving these funds as a grant. But moreover, there's a 30-year land use restriction agreement, a LURA, that WIDA makes you sign to get the tax credits, and it runs with the land. So as far as I'm concerned, these are affordable units for at least the next 30 years.
Yeah, one more question. I'm going to ask all these questions, but on page 1, basic limit per, I guess, unit. Yeah, I believe these are 2-bedroom units. The 11 units that we're supporting with these funds would be the 2-bedroom. Oh, it's a variety. Okay. So that's how you come up with the $850,000 number. Okay.
And Supervisor, if I could just comment on something Stephen was saying. He talked about the increase of expenses versus the increase of rents, and that also contributes to the fact that the cash flow is higher at the beginning of the project and can cover the debt, and as you go forward, it decreases. And that is an underwriting criteria imposed by the industry. WIDA puts it in place, the banks put it in place, and the investors put it in place, that you're required to increase your expenses by 3% per year when doing projections, and you are required to increase rent up to a maximum of 2%. So in the underwriting criteria, there's this sort of inherent conflict that the debt service will go, or the debt coverage ratio will go down in many respects. I will say that WIDA, when it comes to supportive housing projects, has had a history and precedent for waiving that criteria because of the special circumstances in supportive housing projects. So again, I would say that that's within the industry standard for supportive housing and for housing for the disabled.
And lastly, T, you were saying these are this isn't financing, this is a grant. Were you saying that for these funds?
That's my understanding.
We actually, it's going to be a deferred loan, so the it'll be paid back at year 20. Okay. Actually, 21, but for all purposes.
Okay. Thank you.
At
0%.
If I could just add, and this is a policy decision for you guys to make, on each of the projects, there's sufficient a sufficient gap on the project to warrant it to be structured as a grant and still meet all of the subsidy layer tests, et cetera, et cetera. Policy-wise, what you do with that information is entirely up to you, but it would pass all of the required tests by structuring it as a grant.
Supervisor Mann. Sorry, Supervisor Coleman, are you finished?
I am done.
All right.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Anyone else? Questions?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, I just wanted to publicly mention Gene Wolfgang and Teague. This is, as you can see, a considerably different process than it was done in the past. I'm really excited about that Gene kind of put this together. And we brought on Teague, obviously, for his expertise, as you can hear. So we're really excited that we have kind of a brand new way of looking at these subsidy issues. So I just wanted to publicly state that.
And I mean, these are extremely complicated agreements to put together. If it doesn't get the approval here, I think the assumption is it's going to fail going forward. And as I understand it, if they do get county approval for these grants, they get extra points for that as well.
Correct.
So there's a lot of steps going forward. I guess the question is, are we approving the application at this point? And as Supervisor Mayo said, it does cost the county to be a part of it. All right. Anything else from the committee? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishaun.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved.
Thank you for all your work.
Thank you.
Appreciate the approach that you're taking.